SMS, and other message platforms. While social messaging marketing will largely refer to Facebook and WhatsApp, they can actually encompass a number of other platforms and strategies. SMS. SMS marketing means sending messages to your potential buyers in order to tell them about your offers and deals. SMS marketing is popular with companies because texts have such a high open rate. However, market research conclusively shows that people are aggravated by text messages from businesses, and there are some stringent laws in the U.S. that prevent you from abusing this technique. This form of marketing has many of the same benefits and weaknesses as does WhatsApp marketing. A few key things can ensure that your SMS marketing is well-received and not frustrating. Get permission from your recipients. Get people to sign up for your SMS alerts rather than surprising them. This is the only way to avoid this strategy damaging your brand's reputation. Be respectful. Think carefully about how often you're going to message and at what times. People won't appreciate getting 3 texts a day from you, and they certainly don't want to hear about pizza at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. Know your audience. The key is to send the right message to the right person at the right time. Make sure that your message is on point and that you have enough information about the recipients to assume that they may be interested in your offer. If you have a really good system going, you can even message your customers to say happy birthday and offer a discount. Provide value. The main kind of message that your users are willing to receive is a discount or special offer. This way, you are providing actual value by saving them money, and you can link them straight to your app where they can redeem the offer. Be creative. While it's not always appropriate, you can use SMS in creative ways to increase engagement. Potential options include running competitions, sending rhymes, or using ASCII art. If you can make your recipients smile, this will go a long way to improving the reception of your message. You have to be extremely careful with SMS marketing then. But by thinking logically and understanding its limitations, you can still be successful. No one will begrudge being wished happy birthday by a company. Likewise, if the lead has actually interacted with you personally in a meaningful way, then SMS and WhatsApp by extension become more viable. For instance, you can message a customer who is in your store, and you'll then be able to strike up a conversation. You can likewise message a customer to confirm they have ordered a product and include the note to respond to this message with any questions. Again, this can use a non-aggravating message in order to begin a longer communication thread with more potential sales and marketing opportunities. NFC and proximity marketing. Something else similar but more obscure is NFC marketing. NFC stands for near field communication, and this is the ability of your phone to transfer data simply by being in close proximity to another device. NFC marketing could potentially allow people to open your website or app by just tapping their mobile device against a poster in your store, or to check themselves in on Facebook. All you need is an RFID chip, and these are very small and cost-effective. This is an early technology, though, and not something that people are getting involved in a big way just yet. The potential for collecting data is somewhat huge, though. NFC can also be used as a form of proximity marketing, meaning that you can send messages to users as they walk past certain points in your store. Other examples of proximity marketing include marketing via Bluetooth or GSM. These methods have a lot of hurdles to overcome, though, as people need to accept incoming Bluetooth requests, for instance, and it's really a little invasive. For now, you can generally ignore this type of marketing unless you have an extremely specific and creative use in mind. Hopefully, if nothing else, this training has demonstrated to you already that you can get over many of the hurdles of social messaging marketing by thinking creatively. Others. This is only just scratching the surface, though. Here are some other platforms you can use social messaging through in order to reach out to your potential customers and clients. Instagram. Instagram has a direct messaging functionality that works similarly to Facebook's. This is actually no coincidence, seeing as Facebook owns Instagram, and thus it should also come as no surprise to learn that Instagram and Facebook Messenger are closely integrated. You can answer Instagram messages right through Facebook. Instagram's visual nature and excellent ROI make it a popular choice among businesses, especially those with a very visual product or emotive message. The limitation has always been that you can't place a link to buy a product in your image description. An easy solution, though? Just place a note saying DM for more, then answer them on Facebook Messenger. There are other powerful tricks you can use on Instagram, too. One is to run a poll, and this way, see which of your followers answered. The reason this works so well is that you can then message, for example, only the followers that answered that they would be interested in X product, and that way you're directly talking to a qualified lead. Likewise, you can also invite users to ask you questions via the sticker provided in stories. Again, this gives you the opportunity to speak to those users directly as a follow-up. Skype. Skype is another very useful tool for business. You can easily message a lot of businesses that use Outlook or other Microsoft accounts, and this is a format where a lot of companies feel happy doing business. Send a WhatsApp message to the head of an accounting firm, and they might well be extremely annoyed. But if they receive a ping on Skype, this is a far more suitable environment and one that they can answer at their own leisure. Another strategy is to send an email and simply ask, "Would it be okay if I messaged on Skype to continue this conversation?" LinkedIn. LinkedIn's InMail has a number of highly powerful features that make it ideal for a number of marketing and business activities. One is InMail's ability to let you message second and third degree contacts. That means that as long as someone is connected to someone that you are connected to, a mutual connection, you can reach out to them. This in turn means you can message big influencers in your niche, potentially far huger than you might otherwise stand a chance of reaching. Add as many people as possible from your personal network in your list, and you will that way be able to grow your network on LinkedIn and your reach to a massive extent. The excellent plugin called Rapportive, find it here, is also very useful. This tool will allow you to see the LinkedIn details of anyone who messages you via Gmail, which means you can turn every new message into a new connection to then speak with. Like Skype, LinkedIn is a platform that businesses use in order to network and find opportunities. So if you have a B2B service, then this is a great option for sending DMs. This is really just scratching the surface of the social messaging apps out there. There are many more, and essentially most social media platforms now have some form of social messaging. To that end, you should look at the platforms where your brand is thriving most and then explore the potential benefits of using social messaging as well.